producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Work on getting the blues out of your life. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. With Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen and Rich McFadden. With a focus now on Billy Graham's son. Yes, Billy Graham's son is Franklin Graham. The Reverend Franklin Graham has called for a boycott of Girl Scout cookies. He called for a boycott of the Oscars.
Why would Graham Cracker want to boycott the Girl Scout cookies?
Well, because in the Facebook post that I saw, he is upset that the Girl Scouts leadership supports gay rights and transgender rights like it's any of his business what the group does. I mean, he's making his business if he wants to. And so those narrow-minded folks who think that that's important might agree with him and go along with him. I certainly wouldn't. I think this is the kind of stuff that's so passe, that is so unimportant, but yet people like this try to make it important. I have so much respect for Billy Graham, and his son has, for the last 10 years, gone around to break down most all of that stuff that he, you know, he was non-political, he didn't non-judgmental, all this stuff. He made the statement while he was supporting the Archbishop of St. Louis, Robert Carlson, who called on all priests to sever ties with the Girl Scouts for the same reason. Here's another brilliant Catholic move, Jennifer. These people just don't get it. The Archbishop made his declaration. Apparently, Girl Scouts of Eastern Missouri raised a record amount of money at their fundraiser. The Girl Scouts are inclusive. That's it. That's the way the Girl Scouts say that they are inclusive, whatever that means. That, using that word has caused the Catholic Archbishop of St. Louis and Fred Graham, or whatever his name is, Franklin Graham, to disavow any connections because they are inclusive. They are encouraging people of all sexual persuasions be supported. I don't know that they let them in. Wasn't there the business with the Boy Scouts was about leaders, not about members, right? When there was a big problem,
I think it was members too.
Leaders could be gay, and then whether members. But how do you know when you're a Cub Scout? For God's sake, you're in junior high school, whether you're gay or not.
I think by junior high, you might know you have some feelings.
Really?
But I don't know. I mean.
They're Girl Scouts, for God's sakes. They're trying to make life better for their ilk, and these
there
people can find anything to make it bad. Get lost. All of you get lost if you think that this is appropriate. It isn't appropriate. What are you teaching your children? No wonder we can't get together. You think Trump is going to be able to deliver on his unifier? I'm the unifier. Bring all these people together. He says he wants everybody to come in under the Republican tent. Everybody except the current leadership of the Republican Party.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, no, it's not a bad thing at all. But seriously, am I making too much of this? Or am I on solid ground here with this? Why would you want to not support the Girl Scouts? That's like apple pie and moms and stuff. The Girl Scouts are the Girl Scouts. The Boy Scouts are the Boy. What did they ever do to hurt anybody?
Were you ever a Boy Scout?
Yes.
How long? How many years?
How many badges did you get?
I was a Cub Scout and a Boy Scout. Mm-hmm. I think through most of my high school years, I was a Webelo. Do you know what a Webelo is?
Webelo, yeah.
No idea.
Them too. Yeah.
What's a Webelo?
A Webelo is before you become a Cub Scout. It's Webelo, Cub Scout, Boy Scout.
Boy Scout. It's after you're a Cub Scout, if I remember correctly.
Really?
It's been a long time since I was. I think so, Richie.
Mm-hmm. A Webelo. What the heck is a Webelo?
A Webelo is an Indian term.
Animal?
No, it's an Indian term for tribe. Webelo
means
Indians. And so
will be loyal scouts. That's what it's.
Webelos wobble-o, but they don't.
We Below
Scouts. I was never a Girl Scout. I was a Brownie.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's before the Girl Scouts. And
it's not even politically correct. How many Boy Scouts do you know these days? Is your son interested in being a Boy Scout, Richie?
No, but my daughter's a Girl Scout.
She is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought you were going to say my daughter's a Boy Scout.
No.
Let me tell you about my story I was just telling you. before you asked Rich about his son.
Let's go backwards to Jennifer. Excuse me, Jennifer.
Thank you. Wow. Mm-hmm. Pull that story right out of my cheek.
I was a brownie
until the camping trip. And then when the camping trip occurred and our tent blew down on us in the middle of the Mojave Desert, that was all she wrote for me in the Girl Scouts. It was maybe less than a year that I spent brownieing it up.
Uh-huh. Well,
just long enough to make a TV Guide Christmas tree.
It is. I think these things are helpful to building character in people. We have a lot, especially with the internet and with all the devices. Everybody's becoming the same, and we can't. That's not good for us all to be the same. We need to have people who are different. We need to have people who learn things about nature and how life works. That's why when I was a kid, I was in the 4-H, and I supported the 4-H. Even when I was an adult, until they took the
4-Hickey Club. I was in that too. Oh.
Several times.
Hello?
Where'd that go? Is that just a payback for what I did with you a couple minutes ago when I interrupted you? That was a payback.
It looks like a We Below is a Cub Scout. I told you.
But it's the graduation. It's the point of graduation into being a Boy Scout. From Cub Scouts to Boy Scouting, you go...
The Cub Scouts belonging to the We Below's tribe symbolize the arrow of light, led by Akela from the Jungle Book series.
Mm-hmm. Which was first, the Jungle Book series or the...
The Jungle Book series, like the British cubbing program came from Rudyard Kipling's The Jungle Book series, and then the American program came out after that, and they kind of based it on The Jungle Book as far as the hierarchy, and the American one took from the American Indian elements, and Cub Scouts belonged to the We Below's tribe, which symbolized the arrow of light led by Akela from The Jungle Book series. We Below's was also an acronym meaning Wolf, Bear, Lion, Scout, and the name was later given the backronym Will Be Loyal Scouts.
It was made up of, yeah. But they're actually Indian. That term has...
Ages 9, 10, and 11.
Yeah. Right. So that's getting out of Cub Scouts, going to Boy Scouts. Same reference, yes. All right, so there we have all the information you want to know about the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts.
We've got all the tough questions here this morning.
Yeah, and we've taken a shot at Reverend Franklin Graham, which he deserves to have taken, as well, and the Catholic Archdiocese of Missouri. So we've taken care of them.
It's a busy day so far.
It is. A group wants to keep your parents out of the hospital. We'll talk about them next on Good Day. It's 2016. No news there. The hottest nutritional product around has been Super Beets. Nutrition personified. I drink it. Richie drinks it. Jennifer drinks it. The athletes drink it. Racers, marathon runners, anybody who wants more from their fitness program. Meredith drinks it before she goes to the gym. It gets you into the right place, opens up your veins so the blood can get to your muscles when you're working out so you can make them stronger and bigger. Your brain, make that stronger and bigger. It needs brain food, and that's blood. Your organs, everything in your body is going to function better. Your resolution, if it was to get in the best shape of your life, hopefully is being supported by your Super Beets. Super Beets is a secret that I want everybody to know about. Stay on track. Keep on track with your diet, your exercise routine. It'll curb your cravings because Super Beets tastes good. It's sweet. It does curb. It's like taking an apple, having an apple before you have a meal. Great way to fill yourself up and get fiber and not have to worry about having too much to eat. Energy through the roof. If you're really active like I am, like all of us are, you need stamina. It's on turbocharge without caffeine, without the thing from all those monster drinks, Red Bull and all that crap. You don't have any of that because no sugar, there's no starch, there's nothing. So if you eat well, you don't want any processed crud in your system, then and you drink a cup of coffee, you can do away with all that stuff. $5 a cup. How much is a cup of coffee from Starbucks? $5, $6, $7?
Couldn't tell you. Huh? But yeah, I think somewhere right around there.
Yeah, okay. So you're not going to pay that when you're using Super Beets. 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon. No damp beet taste. Super duper. It's a secret that I want to share with you. You drink the Super Beets 20 minutes before you're going to work out, and you're all set. And there's a companion product called Neo 40, which is a capsule of, it's the same amount of Super Beets in it as you get in a teaspoon, but it's been crystallized. So you put it in your mouth, it immediately is absorbed into your system, gives you that quick start. And that's what you want when you're getting the day going. But then the Super Beets, you take a teaspoon of that, put it in a 4-ounce glass of water later in the day, gives you energy to last through the rest of the day. So you'll be productive. It boosts your blood flow, keeps your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. Call now. If this is your first order of Super Beets, dial 800-655-4183. And the folks there will send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free with your first order. That's right. The first order, I think, is 3 months. So you get 4 months for the price of 3. 800-655-4183. You get a free book called Beat the Odds, free shipping. This is a great deal, and this is how you're going to feel better and make your life better. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets, or you can go online to DougLikesBeets.com.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one Emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Going on now. Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha Simpson keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
All right, so the good news out of Kalamazoo this week after the shoot 'em up by the Uber driver, there were supposedly 6 people, I think, who were killed, including a 14-year-old girl. Well, she was brought to the hospital, and she wasn't dead. Doctors were preparing her body for organ donation. Richie, I know you love this. She squeezed her mother's hand.
Yeah, see?
After being asked, can you hear me? If you can hear me, squeeze my hand. And she squeezed her mother's hand. And the doctors were in there to pull the plug to take her organs, to donate them. And, in fact, she's made such an improvement. Her ventilator was removed the other day. She's breathing on her own. And her condition has been upgraded from serious to fair. So it took about 10
years for her
to come back around.
You leave it to the guys selling the organs around the country?
Yeah.
They're pulling the plug the second they get the chance.
Yeah. So, Richie's got another case here.
I say leave it to the mother that was in that room, not your driver's license.
Yeah, right. All right. So there's a good story. Congratulations to Abigail Koff. Good luck to you, lady.
No other news. network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Top five songs this week in 2006 here on Today and 24 past the hour. Michael Bublé, who has made quite a career out of standards, but he's now creating his own music. Does he write this himself, or does he have a writer who comes up with these songs, the newer songs?
I know
he's got a lot of fans of all ages. Is Kara like Michael Bublé?
Everybody likes Michael Bublé. Come on.
Really?
Yeah. You know what?
No?
Come on.
I'm a Harry Connick guy.
Yeah, Harry Connick is good. Same, kind of the same plot.
Yeah, but Michael Bublé is kind of taking his spot, and I don't
like that.
There's
room for both of them.
I know.
Yeah, there is. I agree with you. Yeah. Michael Bublé always wears the same navy suit for the same tie. Can we give him a new suit? A little more relaxed. He's always so formal looking. Michael Bublé was number five during this week in 2006 as we go back to review top five tunes from this week in 2006 here on Good Day.
Son of a salmon fisherman in Canada.
Yeah, he's Canadian. You didn't know that? He's Canadian.
I didn't know that.
Right. Yep. Another Canadian coming down here to take advantage of the good circumstances and go back home with all his money.
Slept with his Bible and prayed he'd become a singer.
Yeah, that's
it worked out for him.
His name is really Michael Bible. But I thought that was change the
thought that would be too religious.
Too religious. It would narrow the number of people interested in him.
So now you can put your hand on the Bublé.
Right, exactly. I'd rather put my hand on the. Oops, wait a minute.
Oh,
that's crude.
Come on,
Kelly Clarkson, one of the great finds of American Idol. His voice, my God, listen to this one. Number four this week in 2006 because of you. Did she write her own stuff or did she get writers, Jen?
I think think a little bit of both. She might have some co-writers, but she does write a lot of her stuff. See,
nobody answered the question I asked about Michael Bublé. Does he write his own stuff?
Cruising through his wiki page now. Kelly Clarkson is huge on Facebook this week. She had an appearance on American Idol last week.
Right. And that was very sweet. She's pregnant.
Yeah. And she sang a song to her son.
Baby, yeah.
And she couldn't get through. And then that video was shared 6 ways from Sunday, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah. How come nobody shares my, when I have a crying
moment? You cry all the time. It's nothing special for you.
Because you singing and crying is not as attractive as Kelly Clarkson.
You singing and crying to Barry Manilow songs is one thing.
No.
Really? Singing Barry Manilow and crying doesn't work for you, Richard. Is that what you say?
It's just...
Number three this week, 2006, Rob Thomas, Lonely No More.
I don't want to be lonely no more. I don't want to have to pay for this. I don't want to know the love I have.
How many tunes did he do with Santana?
Just the one.
Just that one. That was it, huh?
That's all he knew.
Bad. I thought it was it was a good mix. That's what really got him started, though, I think.
Rob Thomas?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, he's around
Matchbox
before that?
Matchbox 20.
He's huge.
Oh, that's right, too.
Album.
It's quite the other 20. Way around. Rob Thomas brought back Santana. Santana was just kind of like, the classic rock guy.
You mean like
Remember
Kanye
Santana
West?
Did... Well, Santana did the duets album, remember? And Rob Thomas
hit
off of the duets album. Right.
I just was going to make a correlative statement here. I was thinking how Kanye West brought Paul McCartney back to life. Yeah,
so for Kanye, we wouldn't know who Paul was anymore.
Yeah, not at all. Okay, let's see. Where we have here? Number two, James Blunt. You're
beautiful.
Yeah, great stuff.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
It is true. You're beautiful. It's true.
I saw your face in a crowded place.
You can pick it up.
And I don't know what
didn't know what to do. All right, Richie, you want to spread this out a little bit here? Lifehouse number one this week, You and Me. Yeah, it's a good pop song. You think this has a similarity with some of these people, Rob Thomas and this singer? Don't you think they sound somewhat alike?
Yeah,
with that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Peter Cetera sounded like Michael McDonald.
Yeah,
kind of.
It's the same genre that they're in, too.
Yeah, it is.
But Lifehouse never hit the success that Rob
this
Thomas
had. This pretty much it for Lifehouse, wasn't it?
28 past the hour here on Good Day.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Going on now, Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha Simpson keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum Multivitamins. Now our highest level of D3 ever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up... So am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Yeah, I'm Doug. My friend Jennifer Horn is here. My friend Kara Schilling is here. My friend Rich McFadden is here. And you are all my friends. You are here. There's a picture circulating on the internet of Hillary Clinton kissing Robert Byrd. Robert Byrd, as you may remember, was a senator from Virginia.
West Virginia.
West Virginia. Mm-hmm. I think he did die, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
What was that picture? Yeah, he died. Anyway, the idea is that the Republicans are posting that as a counter to all of the flap about David Duke and the KKK. So Hillary embraced Robert Byrd because he was a KKK person when he was younger. You know, that stuff. Okay, let's get to something that's important. Good news from the United States of America. We're going to open up 45 million acres in the Gulf of Mexico. The president signed an order yesterday which will allow oil and gas companies to develop more areas. Low prices, producers cutting back sharply on their exploration budgets, but this will be there when the price of oil goes back up again as a hedge for Americans. This is a very good idea. When you look at the industry's troubles, because the price of, we all think generally, okay, cheap gas, that's good for everybody. Well, it's not good for the gas and oil companies because the profits are down. It's so easy to find oil now. There's no reason for exploration, no reason for drilling, and all those companies have gone to the, kind of the dogs.
That boom in North Dakota went bust.
Yeah. Well, but the oil's still there. They just aren't getting out of the ground now because there's not any money in it.
Right.
So they're not going to start production in the Gulf of Mexico. And by the way, the reason they sold it, the administration signed off on this, is because there's really no negative environmental consequences where this is. So there's a lot of time needed to develop an offshore project anyway, so that's why they figure this is not a shale field where they can stick the pipe in the ground and start digging for oil. This takes a lot of money to produce a steady flow of oil. You know, you build those platforms out there. You know, Jennifer, when you drive up the coast, the PCH, you get to Santa Barbara, you see all those platforms. That takes a long time to build those things, to make them stable and to get them to work.
Yeah, they're just floating out there.
Right. No, they aren't. No, those are anchors.
Well, I mean, they're not. I said they're not just floating out there.
Oh no, they aren't. You're right. Yeah, no. So the opening up of these of all this area in the Gulf of Mexico is good for the future to help hedge against crazy price increases, which you know, may happen if you don't have a lot of things to push the price down. And all the rest of the oil producing nations see all of this, and that's one of the reasons, because the Saudis knew this was going on. They knew that Obama was going to sign this. And so they say, okay, we're going to keep the production up, because if it isn't for this, there's going to be someplace else in the world that cheap oil is going to is going to make it much easier for everybody to have cheap oil. But you still wonder, with the prices we're paying here, why they're paying so much in Europe still and in the other areas of the world, $6, $7, $8 for a gallon of gasoline still, when I think the national average is, price gone up 3 or 4 cents the last week or so, but there's still, I think I paid... what did I pay yesterday? I paid. I bought diesel yesterday. It was $2.29 or something like that. But the price of the pump there for gasoline here in Florida was about $1.70, $1.64, $1.70 somewhere in there.
That's pretty good. So, it shot up over the weekend for us in California.
Did it? How
really?
Much?
Because we have to switch. This is so great.
The summer, spring, and the winter.
We have
spring.
To switch from winter blend to summer blend.
In California.
So, yeah.
That is such a con job.
So
that
awful.
Is the biggest con job in the world.
Yeah, 50 cents. We were actually at $1.99 on Friday, which in California is unheard of. Now it's like good. $2.59, $2.69.
Great. Okay.
$1.65 here.
Yep. Yeah, it's the same as sort of in Florida, Richie. From today's show at DougStefan.com, those of you who wonder why you have gray hair and other people don't, my hair started getting gray when I was in my 30s. It was, at that time, prevalent thinking that you didn't have enough copper in your system. So if you take copper supplementation, it would work, and your hair would, well, I took it, and it didn't make any difference. So I wondered why we have gray hairs, and we have the answer to that. As you understand where the gray hair comes from, some researchers have found a pigment. Somebody's taken the genes responsible for gray hair and have, you know, this has been, why are you a brunette? Why are you a redhead? Why are you a blonde? You know, all that stuff has been a wonder of scientists. So researchers have tracked down the first gene linked to hair color, and it happens to be linked to gray hair. Search involving the hair types and genomes. 6,000 people were studied in some Latin American countries, looked into the populations, because there you see a pretty good mix. There are a lot of Europeans that are in South America. There are a lot of people from there are Native Americans who live there. There are black people who live there. Excuse me. And I've actually always wondered, not so much about color, but why is somebody's hair kinky and curly and other people have straight hair? Why is that?
It's genetics.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, so that's what the point of this study is, to figure out genetically why you would have something in your DNA that would cause you to have either gray hair or brown. Why did my hair turn premature gray? Why is somebody got curly hair? My son's got curly hair. Nobody else in the family's got curly hair.
Jennifer. What does a man look like?
Right, exactly. All right, so anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. Biology being done at the University of London. And so if you're interested in finding out why it is that you
IRF4 is the gene.
Genetic.
The thief that steals the color from your hair. Yes.
Yep, that's what it is. Stealing the color from your hair. Okay, how many people would like to volunteer? There's a story floating around. Actually, this developed a couple of years ago, and now it's becoming more in vogue to be planted when you die. There's a concept which basically takes your body.
Aren't we all?
Sticks it instead of, well, we're all going to die. And we actually all become, this is much more practical. You know what a racket the funeral business is? And having people buried in cemeteries. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's not cheap.
And what happens to you? Why would you want to be buried in a coffin in a cement case? What difference does it make? It's all just appealing to you. I remember when, I think it was my mother died in 1971, and my father fell for this. You know, your wife, your mother, you want to have her in the best possible circumstances. So my father, a lot of money at that time, it was $14,000 to buy a plot, to get the cement liner, to buy the coffin, and stick her in the ground. For what reason? What's the point? I mean, she's dead. She's gone. Nothing there. It's just ashes. I got a bag of Charlotte's ashes next to my bed. My father's ashes are downstairs.
Mine too. I will never forget the day my dad died. My mom called me. Your father died. You know, she's all upset, crying, everything. I run right over to the house. Sure enough, there he is in his chair at his desk, dead. Yeah. And the police come. And I didn't know. I thought they would take him away, and then I would have to deal with it later. And they're
no,
it's up to you
to call. Right.
So keep him in the chair or call a funeral home.
So there I am calling funeral homes out in the front yard, walking, pacing back and forth in the front yard, negotiating prices.
Right.
My dad would be proud of me. Negotiating prices on what they were going to charge. I called three funeral homes and worked the prices on them, and with my dead dad sitting in the chair in his office and my mother in the kitchen crying.
Didn't affect him any. What the heck?
But my dad would have been proud of me. Get the best price you can. Because it's a gaff, man.
Remember, it is a gaff. So
and they know that you're in a bad state of mind.
Of course, they're playing you.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's
a racket.
So, the best advice I could give anybody is if you have older parents or if you are an older parent, pre-plan this stuff.
Yeah, right.
Find
out. So here's a plan.
We did it with my grandparents.
How much it's going to cost so there's no surprises.
All right, think about this. We ought to post this story, Richie, maybe on Facebook, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday, or we can post it at the Good Day Show website. This idea of finding an urn, putting your body in the urn, and planting it in the ground with a tree.
So this idea is an organic pod. It's not an urn.
Well, this is a pot, like an urn.
This is actually like a, it looks like an egg, an organic egg that the body goes inside. You put it in the ground. There's a tree attached to it, and the body's a fertilizer. They plop it in the ground, and a tree comes up.
What's wrong with that? I think it's a great idea.
You call
the tree dead.
We spread my dad's ashes around his favorite sycamore tree on the golf course where he belongs.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Probably that's more legal, because I don't think you're really supposed to spread your dad on a golf course.
Why? What difference is it? Why?
The owner of the golf course.
I agree with you.
The owner of the golf course gave me permission.
What's the big deal? It's just all it is ash, for God's sakes. It's ground up, but what's left is ground up as bones. They grind it up, and that's what you get.
But then
most of the time, people don't like when you dump your dead bodies on their property.
She's right. A lot of we've had stories over the years where people get arrested for spreading ashes somewhere where it was somebody else's property, and they didn't want it.
When Edgar died, I'll never forget this. Meredith and I went up to the cabin, and Georgette's crying, and Edgar's dead on the bed. And you know, we sit there next to Edgar on the bed and wonder, what are we going to do? I mean, it was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I think Meredith creeps out about it. I was too. This is my pal for 15 years, and he's dead beside me on the bed. So, you what? Oh, Meredith only met him once. And here we are sitting up there. I said to Georgette.
Does that count as a second meeting?
Right. Yeah, second meeting. Jennifer wants to know if that counts as a second meeting.
I've been since I saw you last time.
Right. How are things going, Edgar? So, anyway, Edgar wanted to be planted literally with his dog, which on the farm, underneath a tree. And I would have, if I could have figured out, if Georgette unfortunately called the police because she couldn't get a hold of me because I was on the air. So the police come, and then the medical examiner comes, and you go through all that. They got to take the body. It's got to go to a funeral home. Got to be cremated. Yada, yada, yada. I think by the time I was done, it cost, $2,000-$3,000. And then we had a service for him on the farm. What I wanted to do, and what Georgette wanted to do, was just take his body, haul him across the street in the tractor, dig a hole, and put him in the ground next to his dog. And, you know, that would have been fine. And why would it have been? We were told. You know, I asked the question just to get people cranked up. And I was told it was illegal. And so I said, why is it illegal? Well, can you imagine a body in the ground? I looked at the guy. I said, do you know how many cows I got buried over there?
Did you have to disclose that to your new buyers?
No, they're not buying. Well, actually, on the home farm, I did disclose. I didn't have to, but I did. I told them where the cows were buried, dogs buried, horses buried. I got like a big, you know, the yard's
pet
full of
cemetery.
Yeah,
there.
Really. They're going to be haunted by all these animals.
All over the place. Yeah. So, anyway, but I just find it interesting that people are so put off by this kind of thing. I think it's a brilliant idea. This is an urn. This lady's made a business out of it. Stick the body in the urn, and it is biodegradable. Stick in the ground, put a tree on top of it. Bingo. And the tree, by the way, will grow much better because this stuff decomposes pretty fast, and it acts as that's what fertilizer is, boys and girls. It's all stuff from, you know, decaying matter, and decaying matter includes your body after you're dead.
I heard Tommy Chong is going to do this and fertilize a pot plant.
Really?
Yeah.
Pot plants. I mean, that was an idea.
And Cheech Marin a couple of years later will. But
pot plants are small, aren't they? How big is a pot plant?
They can get four or five feet tall.
How do you know that?
Really? Look at Rich.
I watch TV.
You watch TV? Okay.
I've been to Roberta's house.
Okay, that's better. That makes more sense then. 46 past the hour here on Good Day.
Know how. Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of Pine Tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/16.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen. PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
This report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP is sharing the love. On March 8th, pancake lovers nationwide will once again flock to their participating local IHOP restaurant to enjoy one free short stack of buttermilk pancakes in celebration of the brand's annual National Pancake Day. Now in its 11th year, IHOP restaurants will give away millions of free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to guests dining in-restaurant and ask them to leave behind a voluntary donation for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Shriners Hospital for Children, and other local charities. Participating IHOP restaurants supporting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals will also sell Miracle Balloons for $1 and $5. The balloons will be available for purchase beginning February 1st through March 8th. Darren Rebelez, President, IHOP.
Every pancake we give away has a purpose on National Pancake Day. Through the generosity of our guests and the hard work and commitment of our franchisees and their team members, we will help fund life-saving treatment and care for children in need in our communities.
For more information, visit IHOPPancakeDay.com.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Okay, study out today, ladies and gentlemen, that probably will help you a lot. Those of you who swear, I never do, but there are people who are crude and rude and uncouth and that sort of thing.
Did you just say you never swear?
I did say that, Jennifer, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep. He lies every now and then, but he never swears.
Just check it out.
Swearing helps relieve anger because the words are taboo. Researchers in a paper that was published today, found that when people swear, it helps relieve them of their feelings of anger and desperation and annoyance. When they avoid using swear words, they have trouble conveying those feelings. It may result in high blood pressure. It's really healthy for you to swear, in other words. That is, yeah, right. This may result.
There is something very satisfying about letting one rip every once in a while. Just bad word, just well placed. Mm-hmm.
One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, Jennifer. Right.
Right.
But we wouldn't expect Jennifer to do that. Richie does. Richie's pretty vulgar, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Never.
Yeah. I'm the vulgar one here.
51 past the hour here on Good Day.
You too.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I have no honor left. He stripped it from me. Whatever is left of me. Whatever is left of me. Whatever I am, I'm yours.
Well, I understand double O's have a very short life expectancy.
Was Casino Royale the first one Daniel Craig did as James Bond? Or second one? I can't remember, Chucker. Remember?
The first one. It was the first one.
Yeah. Established him well. The song by Chris Cornell from the movie Casino Royale, You Know My Name. Now, there was an original Casino Royale. That was the first... Casino Royale was the first book about James Bond, as I remember. And the first movie called Casino Royale was a spoof. Was it not? Niven?
David Niven and Woody Allen.
Yeah, right. So, but now, then they changed that around. Is there no... copyright law on something like that, like the movie's called Casino Royale. How can they name another movie?
I don't know. I think there's a few instances where copyright doesn't apply. I think when Sean Connery came back to do Never Say Never, I think they were allowed to do that property over and over. That was the only one he was allowed to do.
Right, with different producers. Right, exactly.
It
couldn't be done in the same way that the first one was done. I wish they'd do another one like that. You'd bring him back a little bit. Okay, Rich, you got one more clip, or are we done with that?
I knew it was too early to promote you.
Well, I understand Double O's have a very short life expectancy.
I don't see that one here.
It doesn't bother you, yeah. Killing those people.
Well, I wouldn't be very good at my job if it did.
I liked her as M, too. She was very good. Judy Dench was good.
Very good.
Don't forget that Chris Cornell of Soundgarden did the music for this, the song for this. That's cool.
Yeah. All right, it's 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future, not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Hi, Chuck. What's in the movie news department today?
Star Wars Episode 8, which comes out Christmas 2018, Doug, looks to be the first Star Wars that will begin without a time jump, picking up exactly where Episode 7 left off, which is very cool considering it had a great cliffhanger. Filming just started production on that entry, which will have a lot of screen time from Mark Hamill's Luke Skywalker, which, again, I think is really, really cool. Other news, 20th Century Fox announcing a new Predator movie, which will come out 2018. Shane Black, who wrote and directed Iron Man 3, will do the same here in the writing and directorial capacity. One other bit of TV news, Doug. Fox Network has begun production on their Exorcist TV series this week. Rupert Wyatt, who did the last few Planet of the Apes movies for the studio, will direct the pilot. I would have an interest in this as a if it was a limited TV show, but if they do it more than one season, I think it's just not going
to
work.
It's supposed to start production next month on the revival of 24 with Jimmy Smits and those other people that nobody knows.
Jimmy Smits is going to be in it?
Yeah. I can't see it working. Maybe it will. I'll watch.
Well,
it
you're going to have to
like
accept
that.
It without Jack.
Yeah, Bauer. Without Jack Bauer and it is Chloe. Yeah, right. Nielsen reports today a 93% drop in people taking live television programs. The only thing that stays in the live category with real persistence are sports programs.
Well,
this is a really dramatic 14% of people are watching things. Granted, it's a younger group. 66% of general drama viewers watch their programs live. Like, I want to watch Madam Secretary live. I want to watch Good Wife live. You know, other NCIS. You see, that was renewed again for 2 more years yesterday.
I would say 90% of everything I watch is DVR'd. That might be an hour. It might be an hour delay on some stuff, but most of what I watch, unless it's a news program, I will tape it and then watch it.
It's funny. At first, I knew that was 24. Well, I didn't. I wanted to watch 24 real live in real time when it was on. But then it didn't make a difference. You know, I just wanted to stay up with it, kind of. Yeah. It's an interesting trend, though, that's for sure. 59 after the hour. Chuck Curry on Good.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.